in this short life of the human being, what he should try to do, and that which we don't do much, is that we should follow the deen of Allah. The benefit in this world and the hereafter is based upon this, that insan should follow the deen, or he should practice the deen. The deen is that via the ahkams, the orders of Allah, via the example set by the Nabi al-Akhir, the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his example, that we get close to Allah, near to Allah. That the ahkamat, the orders of Allah, we should implement them. We should implement them in the way, in the style, and the manner, and the technique of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the ahkamat is not just accepting and believing in Allah and His orders, but we have to implement the orders in accordance with the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, Allah has ordered pray salah, and we start praying. Our own tariqah, our own method, our own way. So we cannot say that we are implementing Allah's order. So we have to implement Allah's order in the way and the manner and the style, the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we do both of these, then Allah ta'ala says, I'm razi, I'm pleased, your deen is complete. If we pray salah, and we pray salah in the right way, then Allah says, your salah is correct. Any ahkam, any order, any instruction, any hukum of Allah, any order of Allah, home, outside, inside, with the wife, your mu'amalat, the rights of the wife, or how the wife is treating the husband, how the husband is treating the wife. If we are following our own methods and opinions, and we have our own scale of justice, or if I judge my wife in my own way, my own criteria, or the wife judges me with her own criteria, and we want to run the home will not run. It will. Of course, things continue. There's nothing that's going to stop here, is it? Time continues, etc. But the person's life continues with disappointments and arguments and crime. But Allah Ta'ala has given us the hukum, the order, and the order to the husband, that you have to do this for your wife, and the wife is ordered that you have to do this for your husband and with your husband, and we get married, do the nikah, and the wife comes and lives with us, and we live together. Now what I need to see is that what are the orders that Allah Ta'ala has given me? How should I treat my wife? How should I be with my wife? How should be the relationship with the wife, etc. So then I have to see that the rights of the wife, how did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfill them? And if I fulfill the rights of my wife in that way, then alhamdulillah, that becomes the deen. That becomes the way of Allah. And the wife and the children, it will be correct, everything. And whoever brings in here his desires, his own methods, his own tariqahs, his own criteria, fasad, fighting, argument, divorce, and quarrels, this, that, x, y, z. What we see and realize is that deen isn't just to accept the hakams of Allah, but on top of that is to believe and to accept the orders of Allah in the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I implement Allah's orders, obey Allah's orders in the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I'll be successful. I'll say, I'm going to pray salah, keep fast. So the successful Muslim is he or she who in this way, who embraces all of the orders of Allah, accepts all of the orders of Allah, recites the kalama, and when a person passes away, breath stops, and people bathe him, do ghusl, and he's into the qabr, but he did everything in the right way according to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifestyle, then he is successful. We have to work hard on this. We need to strive for this, and this is what we need to attain. And how do we get this? How can I become a person who prays salah like this? How can I become a person who's good in his home? How can I be a good husband? How can I be a good wife? Because this is all deen. How can this be that I become a good husband and I spend my life in the right way according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can I understand that I'm doing business in the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Khawf should come into my mind. This is right, this is wrong. This is what we need to do. Now in this, Allah Ta'ala has told us and explained to us and divined to us many ways. For example, we have people who listen to tafsir and wise and lectures and bayans and tabligh is being given. For what? So that we pray salah? Yes. So that we start to pray salah. This is the emphasis, isn't it? That we should learn how to leave sins so that we can learn how to fulfill the rights of society. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all, there are many ways. So today I would like to tell you such a method that inshallah within a second a person can implement all of these things. How? Subhanallah. End of story. Very simple. Subhanallah. This is an ajeeb tariqah and method. And a person, if he doesn't adopt this way, mashallah, even as soon as he starts, he'll be a person who prays salah in a nice way, he'll do ibadah in a nice way, he'll fulfill the rights of people in a nice way. And for this, he'll be a person who will strive and make effort. I want to become like this. I also want to be good. And he embarks on the right path, subhanallah. And he gets the destination, the manzil. So that is an ajeeb and pure path that Allah Ta'ala has given. Shall I tell you what that is? Will you practice on this? Solid promise? Yes, Haji Sahab. From today you'll start. Otherwise, remember, it's a lengthy path. That, for example, I cannot become a person who prays salah. I'll try hard, work hard, I'll pray salah, I'll leave this salah, or I'll leave that salah. Sometimes I'll pray in the masjid, sometimes I'll leave here or there. I'll sit in tabligh, etc. Go here and there. I'll try different things, and it's very difficult for a person to become a musalli, solid person who's regular in prayer. And then it's further away to wear imama and have the beard in this day and age. Isn't it? It's difficult, isn't it? MashaAllah, you've worn it, but you don't know when you started. The initiation when you're wearing, didn't you sweat at that time? Oh no, 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 oh beard, I can only keep this long. And used to make excuses. I know everybody. That all, I met people, mashallah, I meet people outside in the street. I used to listen to people, what they used to say and their circumstances. Isn't it? So we speak rubbish very quickly. Oh, this is too hard, it's too difficult. And it's very easy for us to make excuses. We cannot be improved, I can't do this, there are reasons and excuses. We should be proper human beings and make effort on the right path. Yes, we'll make effort on the right path and you'll become the wali of Allah. Allah Ta'ala hasn't put stamps and seals on people. We don't want to work hard, we don't want to do the right actions, we want to commit sins and keep on speaking nonsense. This is not the way a Muslim is improving his life. We cannot improve. Have we tried that I can become this and I become good sometimes? Person's got a desire to keep fast, then he keeps a fast, then he leaves the fast for a few days, then it starts to become difficult again. And a person had passion and desire, the walis of Allah do this, I want to do this as well. But success wasn't coming, the improvement wasn't coming. So the tariqah I'd like to tell you. What will I say? Forget me. The Quran will say. The Quran and the hadith, they explain to us. And today we don't listen, nor do we know, nor do we have a desire to practice, and we make excuses. Yes? And there are thousands of defects that we look for in the guidance that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So look at the tariqah. The person who does amal on this today, inshallah, the stamp will be applied today. The seal of approval will be applied today. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. It's in our control. We are able to do this. Now, this is the subject of the hadith that I am explaining to you, describing to you, discussing with you. Whoever desires to have love with Allah, he wants to pray salah. Because the meaning of Allah's love is this, isn't it? That I want to become a good Muslim, I don't want to do wrong or cheat, then he should do one action. What is the action he should do? That whoever Allah Ta'ala loves, he should love those people or that person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I swear by Allah, if anyone loves somebody like this, that Allah loves this person, I also love this person. It won't take seconds. Allah says, when you love this individual, then I will love you. End of story. I will make you a person who prays salah. And such a person, pray salah, make you a person, pray tahajjud, you'll leave the sins, and you'll come out all of the predicaments and the issues. So strong and simple a method, a brilliant method that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. I swear by Allah, I say this, that I only became a person who prayed salah because I had love with Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh. Why? Because I knew that this is the path. That when I have love for Hazrat Sahib, and look at the achievement, the miracle here, that to love such an individual that Allah loves him, then what happens when you love a person who Allah loves? Then Allah's help comes, Allah's assistance comes. And then only that person will love him who is seeking Allah and wants to pray salah, wants to leave the sins, wants to leave impure things. In his heart he has this attraction, desire. And saying this, feeling this, looking for it, he gets to that point where he sees that personality who Allah loves. He finds that personality. He sees him in the car, in the plane, or on a ship, or on a boat, or in a masjid. Now we don't know where you're going to find the Wali of Allah. In the desert, in Medina, or in Makkah. You don't know where you're going to find this person. But when you see that person, because you're seeking, and you set sight on that person, I'll tell you the sign. So we'll understand that this is the Wali of Allah. We'll see here. What's the sign of this? Wahid, the one sign of this. There are thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. And there's one sign when a person loves a pious person, that when you go to that person, sit with the person who love Allah loves, then suddenly you love have love for that person. SubhanAllah. Suddenly you love for that person. You won't even be seeing that person. Women, the women from the poor souls, they don't see the men. They hear their voice and they hear the what they're saying. They don't see their face, or, but through their voice, through their discussion, through their things, they'll have love. That to high extreme, the love is there. Why? Because Allah knows the intention of this brother or sister, man or woman. They want it to be improved, rectified. So Allah says, I'll give you a shortcut method that you will become an ashik of my friend, Allah says, and you'll be successful from that second. I'll tell you the reality. SubhanAllah. This is how great and fantastic a path Allah has given. Shortcut, easy path to get close to Allah. Seek for the person, look for the person who Allah loves. And as soon as you find that person, the first sight, you will have Allah Ta'ala's love. In your heart, you will attest that this person, yes, this is Allah's wali, he's close to Allah. And you'll have love for that person suddenly. SubhanAllah, and you'll take the jumps, the steps, and so much love for that person will come into your heart that you will become entirely like that person who Allah loves. End of story. This is the best, most effective and strongest way to practice the deen 100%, the way I explained to you how, that Allah's orders come and you practice them in the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best way to get onto this path is to find a wali of Allah, friend of Allah who Allah loves himself, and you will see people, the walis of Allah, practicing this deen, implementing this deen. They will never be against the sunnah. They will never practice their deen against the sharia. You'll find that. You'll seek that. Their color will rub off onto you with the fadl of Allah's blessing, because Allah loves that way. What is that? Allah's instructions being practiced in the way of the Holy Prophet. So my brothers, crying, complaining, this is wrong, my house is not progressing, my family, this is not happening, Janabi Ali, our deen's not coming to my life, my son's not on the deen, my children are not on the deen, for this reason, because we ourselves have we are running away from ourselves. What, from who? That those who Allah Ta'ala loves, we don't even go know to them. The walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, forget about loving them. We don't even go near to them. We don't want to speak to them. We don't want to say salam to them. We don't want to greet them. Forget about practicing what they're doing. We want to have a distance from them. We're afraid, don't go near to him. Oh, he'll make us do this. Or don't go near to him, this will happen. And if you do this, then he will make you a person who prays salah all the time. He'll make you practice deen. And we stop our children from growing to the wali of Allah, to a personality who will bring them close to Allah. We'll send our children to magicians, to sorcerers, to exorcists, or do this for us, or do this for us. Straightforward formula. Straightforward. Whoever Allah Ta'ala loves, start loving that person. And you'll come onto the deen 100%. When you love the person who Allah loves, then definitely your children will love that personality. Definitely. And this is such a love. This is such a connection. Because this is making your deen. Alhamdulillah, your strong deen, tahajjud. And you'll start giving sadaqah. You'll spend money on the deen. All those safat, the attributes, the qualities that are present within that person who Allah loves, they will come into you. Because this is the deen of Islam. And that's how a person practically comes up to the world. What examples can I give to you? There are so many. That today we are accepting hellfire, embracing hellfire, we accept him, pure things. Okay, hellfire, I'll die and go to Jannah, but I don't accept this point. That let me love that individual who Allah loves, the wali of Allah. And I've told you the sign of him. We said we can't find him. Impossible. Allah said that I order you to pray salah. Isn't it Allah's order? Allah's ordered us pray salah in the masjid. How many masjids were there here when our pious elders came to this locality? Did they bring the masjids with them when they came from abroad? Did they bring these carpets with them? The madaris and the teaching institutes and the ulama ikram, the respectable scholars, those poor souls came with a rug or a quilt, will come and start working a mill in a factory, will save some money, £4, will bring our children up. They didn't even think that our children will come here or will be born here. And here, madrasas will be established and hafiz will come and recite tarawih. And pray through. They didn't even hope for a place to pray. Prostration in one room, four or five people used to sleep. And they used to sleep, one person was working night shift, and there was one bed, and the person who was on the day shift, he's sleeping during the night. And then in the morning, the night shift person would come and sleep in that bed, and the others would go to work. I've heard these things from people. Allahu Akbar. There was snow outside and the bed's empty. He came back from his shift and he slept on the bed. And the other person who was sleeping the night went to shift in the morning. And this is how the shops, and buy halal meat and chickens. You think these things were there before? Bateri, you can buy bateri before. Poor souls, our elders who came, they went through hardship. But because the mu'min was coming and his heart was La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And Allah's order was that the dunya is yours, the earth is yours, and you have come here to earn. However you've come, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala said, don't worry. My hukum is there. It'll be the same order as before. They won't change. Go wherever you're going to earn. And this is just a temporary earning for your body. But spiritual sustenance and provision I will give to you, Allah Ta'ala said. Did Allah Ta'ala not prepare? Look what a great Masjid Zakaria we see, whichever city we're going. That there are masjids in all cities, one bigger than the other, next one bigger than the other. Bigger, taller, more space. SubhanAllah, we think, who made this? Who constructed this? When was this made? And SubhanAllah, that we do dhikr 2 hours, mashallah. Not just the masjid, but dhikr is conducted 2 hours in this one. Is this some simple thing that we've achieved? That people have achieved? If someone says to you, okay, let's go there. And you say, no, I'll buy it from here. I don't need to go there. The ishq Allah Ta'ala gives about for his name. That for example, you have to go for the dunya, you won't even travel. But such love Allah gives for his name that the announcement is not even made and people reach there. What a jamaat that will rise in the hereafter. The Hazrat Fazal al-Quraishi, I remember one of his statements, and an event. Listen, so my brothers, Hazrat Fazal al-Quraishi, I'm speaking about him, Qutb al-Aqtab, great sheikh, that this silsila, this order, okay, his maqam, he was the ghawth of his time, qayyum. His desire was this, that do dua. My Hazrat Sahib used to tell me this, he was the sheikh of my Hazrat. He said, faqirs, do dua. That everyone who's here, whoever is here present here, Hazrat Sahib said, that everyone should stand under the standard, the flag of Hazrat Fazal al-Quraishi on the day of Hashr. When a great sheikh like this was doing dua, then tell me, Hazrat Fazal al-Quraishi, what a great maqam he had. What a great maqam. What dua was he doing? Alhamdulillah, he sat on a straw mat. Faqir, wali Allah, doing dua. That, oh, faqir, oh, my students. To have desire is not a bad thing. To have desire, to have a want. Yes, whoever doesn't understand, put your hand up. So I can explain. Everyone's understood? Hirs? Okay, mashallah. Hirs means greedy, you could say. Beyond having a want or a need. Yes, greedy. That more come, one need more. I want more money. This is called hirs, to have greed or excess. To want more need. So do you understand? So the fakir is saying, the wali Allah, that hirs is not a bad thing. Desire is not a bad thing. I'm also haris, the person who's greedy wants more. I also am greedy to extreme level. I'm greedy, Hazrat Sahib said. And someone said, Hazrat Sahib, what are you greedy about? He said, Babu, I've got so much greed, you cannot imagine. My greed is this, that subhanallah, my jamaat is with me and I keep on doing dhikr of Allah, keep on remembering Allah. He wasn't a person who lied. Yes, and when he said this, night and day there was dhikr, night and day. And us people who are incapable, who subhanallah, that we are doing the name, we are reciting the name of Allah and doing his dhikr so much, then imagine how much dhikr he was doing, the great sheikh, teacher. Yes, now we don't understand, my brothers, that for a person, for the name of Allah, if he travels, if I say to get ready, tomorrow we're going on a journey, Ireland, everybody will get ready, isn't it? Will anybody stop? So whoever will be getting ready, put your hands up. Subhan, mashallah. Look at this jamaat. This is Fadl Ali Quraishi Ram, this jamaat. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes? What a great sadaqah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, a little child sitting, he puts his hand up, ready to go. His son's there, father's there. Yeah, we'll go. Doesn't know where we're going to go. We don't know where we're going to go. So why? Because they're greedy. They have a need, a want. Why are they greedy? Because our father, grandfather, Hazrat Fazl Quraishi himself was greedy. So this is a siddiq, true sign that our work is correct. It's according to our salaf, our pious elders. Subhanallah. That's why this verse is coming to you. This is the biggest sign that they had the passion, desire. That same desire and passion is coming to us with the fadl of Allah. Your heart feels that Hazrat Sahib announces and will go. Sunday comes. Can you sit at home on a Sunday? You won't even feel like sitting at home on a Sunday. You'll feel like, let's go. Okay, let's go somewhere. For the sake of Allah. Look, the message as they come, as the message come, we look, don't we? We see the person who's thinking like this, then consider the love has come, he's greedy. And the person who's got a small heart, miserly, oh, I'm stuck, I've got to go again today, so do dua to Allah. That Allah, I'm not improved. Is anyone like that here? Oh, has the message come? Oh, is there a gathering? Oh no, I thought today I'd go shopping with my wife. Has I sent a message again? If I don't go, what will happen? No, don't think like this. The person who's waiting, intazar, has the message come? Oh, the message hasn't come yet. We need to go. Okay, I'll spend time with my wife on Monday. I'll give her a bargain. I'll do double chop with you on Monday. Message hasn't come yet. I want to go to the where the jamaat is, to dhikr. Whoever's got this desire, Mubarak, congratulations. He's jannati, he's inhabitant of paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So 100% he has a link with the salaf, with the pious elders, with the pious predecessors, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings. Alhamdulillah. Look at this. So brothers, hirs, greed for the deen. Where does this come from? Where will this come from? From the company of the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. How did I become a person who prayed salah or prayed tahajjud? How did I get aqal or desire, passion? I didn't try anything. All tabliq and lectures and speeches failed. But soon as I saw the wali of Allah, then the ish came, the love came. And when the love came, so much love came, the first meeting after seeing my sheikh in my first ziyarah of Hazrat Sahib, the first meeting with my sheikh, with Hazrat Sahib, the first introduction, I sat, and the effect of his company was such that I went to Dhuhr. 5 hours later, I left the masjid. 5 hours later. And they were looking for me, my family. Where's he gone? Has someone taken him? After so many days he came from England. What's happened? Who's hit him? Taken him? They realized I'm coming from the masjid. My father said, what are you doing there? And such a lengthy salah you had in the masjid. I said, it wasn't salah. Subhanallah. Rather, I sat in his sohbat. Who was the person who's praying salah properly? I was sitting in his company. Allahu Akbar. That's it. Change came. Improvement came. Great improvement came because I had the love for that person who Allah loved. And if I didn't have this love, then consider there's a big defect. If Allah loves a person, the wali Allah, and you don't love him, we don't love him, we don't love his sohbat, his company, we don't want to see that person, we don't love to hear his voice. How can this be? Tell me, how can this be? Fazafadal Ali Qureshi Ramdai Sadqa, today that path is coming to our lives. Such dirty and impure people like us, when we hear the great sayings, then we become ashiks as well. Lovers, the heart has improved, changed. What can I do? What can I do? I didn't see him, I don't know about him, but the messages come with the fadl of Allah. Because that person is seeking Allah. Looking for, he had a desire that the heart, the world of my heart should change. He couldn't find it anywhere else. He was trying, I need to become a person who prays from here. And the success wasn't coming. But Asal, when he came on the line of the path, when he sought out and found and sat with the wali of Allah, then Allah's blessings came. Allah knew the desire of that individual, the seeker. And then Allah Ta'ala made that seeker, the ashik, the lover. And he started to practice the deen, just like his sheikh. Salah, the consciousness came of salah. All the sins started to become, he started to reject and leave. So brothers, this is a path, very great path. And we people, weak in this day and age, we can't read the tafsir of Quran. We cannot memorize hadith. We cannot go and do long journeys for the path of Allah. From here, I need to do, to strive and make effort. No, straightforward. Very simple, shortcut, easy formula that take hold of the company of the wali of Allah, Allah wala. And the easy way to take the company of the wali Allah is what? To grab hold of his company. No need for you to travel far. That pray tahajjud, tu rakah salatul hajj, and say, Allah, most definitely I want your love. I do want your love, Allah. I want to be close to you, Allah. I want your love, Allah. I promise that your orders, I want to implement them in the way of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah, make me capable of that. Make me passionate for that. Give me the desire for that. How? Allah says, wait, don't worry, I'll prepare for you. And that same city, in that same locality, in that same place, inshallah, Allah will make you fall in love with his wali, with his friend, who are pious personality. Subhanallah. Right, am I saying right? Am I correct? Alhamdulillah, what a great tariqah. What a great method. So this is the summary of today. All the defects will leave our lives. The salah with raya, pride, lying. We cheat, we commit sins, and we do sujood, and we're thinking about other things. We're greedy, miserly. We're doing dramas in the world, in our lives. All this drama will come out of our lives. Haq will become haq. Truth will become truth, and falsehood will become falsehood. Clear. Yes. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Allah says, get back, O mujrimoon. To the right are the good, and to the left are those who did wrong. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that all the paths that Allah Ta'ala has explained, the right path. May let's try to attain Allah's nearness, Allah's qurb. Let's try our best to implement Allah's orders. That life is a waste of a life, where Allah has given us ahkams and we do not implement them. What a waste of life. What a waste of time. That life is totally away from morning to night, fighting, quarreling, fasad, arguments, because we're not spending our life in accordance with Allah's orders. Every second and breath in our life should be according to Allah Ta'ala's deen. There should, if another situation is coming, what's the hukum that Allah has given him? What does Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said here? What should we do here? Business, shop, employment, whatever. What has Allah Ta'ala said here? Or for example, in our families, there's a wedding about to take place, or relatives, there's an issue that's arisen. What should we do? Or problems arise. Seek the solution. No, I want this to happen. I feel like doing it like this. I want to do this to that person. No. Take your man out, take me out, and say, what does Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What is their hukam, their order? Allahu Akbar. And this is the way we should decide. That what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say here? Then this masjid do this, on this place do this, and this maqam do this. That's it, end of story. And we just ask for the solution, the answer, the guidance from Allah and His Rasul. Have we got this guidance in our life? No, we just follow our own desires. My friends, I feel like I'm so angry, I want to do this with this person. I'm so angry, I want to do this with this person. No, yeah, this person didn't do the right thing, I want to take him out of employment. Oh, he did wrong, I want to do this to this person. No, nothing is in our control, we have no right, my brothers. One child, you cannot even slap him. Allah has not given us that permission. And this, how can I say to someone, I'm giving you divorce, or doing this against you, I'm tuffing you out of the house. Totally, it's not in our control, not allowed. Allah Ta'ala has given us no power, authority, not to even one inch of space that we can follow our own decisions and desires. That not one second is our own. Is not owned by us. Morning is limited. That after this time you cannot lie on the bed. There's more happens. Get up. This time I'm going to pray Salah. We have to arrive for Salah. We have to reach. The person who stays lying down will be recorded, then the disobedient people, and his whole day is spoiled. His life will be spoiled. Shaitan will overwhelm him. Will become like a ullu, like a parrot. Yes, an owl, speak nonsense. You know, oh, I've got mental problems and I've got issues, depression. He speak nonsense from his tongue and his body. He will do wrong. He won't know about his mother or father or sisters. Ajeeb thoughts will revolve in his mind because he broke one law of Allah, instruction, praying Salah in the morning. And we have no right that my father did this, my mother did this, they said this and that. So what? Who are you to complain? Who are you? What are you to do? You have to ask yourself. What is your life? How should your life pass? Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he spend his life? And go towards hayat, his great character and manners and practice. Because nothing is in our control. We don't own our seconds, our time, our nothing, no, our bodies, our brains, our thinking. No, everything belongs to Allah. And Allah says, practice this in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 30 days Allah made us practice. That is not in your control. You can't drink water. Yeah, Ramadan comes, fasting. Can we drink water? Fasting comes, we're set, quiet, we can't drink water. It's not in our control. If we were able to, we'd drink water, isn't it? Allah said, no, you can't. You are my ghulams, my servants. You have to do what I say. Allah says, when I say, then you can drink, you can't eat now. This is fasting. Wife is halal, everything. Allah says, no, you cannot go to it. No, this is my hukum. You can't go. Sat down, waiting. And if you go, it's a crime. If it's a crime during the fast, if you do this. So this has been explained. Allah is saying, everything is in my control. Nothing is in your control, O human being. Nothing. Nothing. So this is the way we need to live our lives. Allah says, it's in my control. That I will sleep, Allah, when you allow me to sleep in the night. Or it doesn't matter how sleepy I'm, doesn't matter how sleepy I'm feeling. How can I leave Fajr Salah? How can you leave Fajr Salah? Can we? Can we? It will be a sin. Yes, doesn't matter what's happening, what's going on. I'm so hungry, extremely hungry. Can I eat food during fast? Can I drink water? No, I can't. It's Allah's order. So this is the human being. This is the right of the man. This is my son, my wife, my this. What's the order for this? What's the order for this? What should I do here? For her, him, my children, what should I do? We continue following Allah's orders. Don't look at profit and loss. If we look at profit and loss, no. Don't need to exercise our brains and go into difficulty. We do what the Prophet ﷺ did, and there'll be benefit upon benefit in that, inshallah. There's no loss. Definitely 0% loss. 0% loss. Right, my brothers? So this is the life. And this life, we need to, how do we create this awareness? How should it come into our lives? How? It will come very easily, simply. What's the solution that I told you, brothers? What is it? That whoever Allah Ta'ala loves, you should also love that person. Aha. That is the dua. There's a dua, that, oh Allah, give me. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this dua, that, oh Allah, Give me your love, and please also give me the love of those people. Allow me to love those people that you love. And then will come the amal, the actions after that. The practice of Islam comes. Amal doesn't come first. Rather, the method for getting to amal comes first. That go and have love for the friends of Allah. So my brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the capability, the tawfiq ability to do this, that we, if we can get love for the friend of Allah, so we implement that love with usul, principles. Don't be hypocrites. Because if you give somebody pain, if you love somebody, will you give that person pain or loss? Will you backbite against that person? No, it cannot be. Will you say bad for that person? No. If you love somebody, then you will treat that person extraordinarily, nicely. Khidmat, service, without greed, without a need, without a want. That is the tariqah of Muhammad. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. So we can realize that we also love with the love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can also claim and exclaim. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll tell you the method, that when Allah said that this is my Habib, the Wali of Allah is my Habib, my beloved. When you love him, then you don't have to call out and exclaim and state it. What love should it be? That more than everything in the world, your wealth and mal and children and wife and shop and business, you should love the Wali of Allah more than everything. That if you have to give away everything in the world for the sake of the love of the friend of Allah, that's fine. That's fine. Where are you going? I'm going to Hazrat Sahib. Why are you going? For dhikr of Allah. You can't go. You're not allowed to go. Mother, her hukum is great. Order is great. But Allah's hukum is greater. Obviously, mother, I do respect you. I listen to you. But Allah's hukum is greater. That's it. You have to make way. That this is difficult. Yes, because I need to go to Allah, I need to meet Allah, I need to prepare for my grave. So as if the Wali of Allah's love is not more over and above everything in the world, then that is not true love. No, the, for example, we're ready for dhikr, and ready for the majlis, we've got the hand on the wife's hand, oh, we'll go tomorrow. Oh, okay, well, I'll go to Fajr and Isha, isn't it? We'll go to Fajr Salah morning. Okay, wife said today, stay at home, and I'll go to Isha, isn't it? I don't need to go in the morning. Straight away slap yourself. Are you an ashik? Is this what you call being in love with Allah? That your mahbub is waiting, and the mahfil is at the gathering, is introducing everyone to Allah, 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 Noor, and you're sat home? At home? Stand up. Leave your bed and go. And be included with that jamaat upon whom Allah's rahmah is coming down, raining down. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And that's why people get left behind. They don't come to Fajr, they don't come to the dhikr of Allah. How can they claim that we have love? What akhirah will they get? What hereafter will they get? Tell me. How can they, what hand of Hazrat did they take hold of? Whose murid did they become? For which reason were they murids? Is this a murid? Tell me. Is this a murid? A student? Is this an ashik, a lover of Allah? A lover of the shaykh? That the mahbub is there doing something good and the ashik is sleeping? Wow, what a great ashik that is. Ajeeb lover that is. Is there such a lover like this? Can there be an ashik that he's saying bad about his beloved and swearing or disrespecting, backbiting on the streets? Can this person be an ashik? No. So we should seek refuge and protection. Wallah, maut is qareeb, close. Don't spend a life like this, a wasteful life. Spend a pure, straightforward, clean life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا نبي أمي وزوجي أمهات المؤمنين وذريتي وأهل بيتي كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا غزيرا وسيرا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر ذنوبنا وغفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا لا تعتقها اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا, ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا, ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الغافلين, وانصرنا على القوم المنافقين, وانصرنا على القوم الفاسقين, وانصرنا على القوم الفاسقين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما, اللهم دمرهما كما ربياني صغيرا, اللهم دمرهما كما ربياني صغيرا, اللهم دمرهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ہمیں مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے ہم سام کے دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جی حضرات نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا, مریضوں کے لیے, پریشانی کے لیے, اولاد کے لیے, اے میرے مولا ان کے حق میں دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ امت کی پریشانی کو دور فرما, یا اللہ امت کی پریشانی کو دور فرما, یا اللہ مصاحب پریشانی کو دور فرما, مصیبتوں کو دور فرما. اے میرے مولا ہمارے بوجھوں کو ہلکا فرما, ہمارے کاموں کو درست فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے قلوبوں کو پاک فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے قلوبوں کو منور فرما دے, یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, ہمارے لواحقین کو بخش دے. اے میرے مولا ہمارے جاننے والوں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے دوستوں کو بخش دے, ہمارے پڑوسیوں کو بخش دے, یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربی رب العزت عما یصفون, والسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.